السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون صدق الله العظيم. علماء الكرام, most respected brothers, sisters at the madrasa, and tonight we also have Radio Islam from Gauteng. We have to learn how to pronounce that too. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's fazal, His ihsan, His karam upon us, that He gave us the tawfiq to gather once again for this majlis of zikr. Majalis of zikr have been mentioned in the Hadith Sharif as gardens of Jannat. And we are told that if we pass by such gardens, then we must graze to our heart's content, make zikrullah in abundance. Now many, many, many times we have already explained the whole purpose of this majlis of zikr, that it is to take the name of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in abundance, so that we get the himmat, the courage to do that which Allah Ta'ala has ordered, and to restrain ourselves from all that He and His beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam have asked us to restrain ourselves, to get that himmat. And how do we get the himmat? We get the himmat and the courage if we have the love of Allah Ta'ala in our hearts. And how does the love of Allah Ta'ala come? By taking His name in abundance, with muhabbat, with love. So then the love of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasalam will come into the heart if we read Durood Sharif in abundance. Love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will come. Then it does not mean that that is the end. That is the beginning. That now that the love of Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasalam has come, so what does a lover of Allah and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam do? In this world where there are so much of illicit beloveds, we know that the person who is a lover is an ashiq. Then he goes to extremes just for the pleasure of his so-called beloved, who is going to perish one day, who is going to turn to dust one day, who will not remain with him forever and ever, and neither does she bring him any kind of peace and happiness in his life. For a Muslim, it brings nothing but misery, restlessness, anxieties and worries. But even if he is having some kind of enjoyment which nafs and shaitan is giving to him, but the time will come when kamar jhuk ke misle kamani hui, koi nana hua koi nani hui, aur ghalib unke baalon pe safedi hui, koi dada hua koi dadi hui. The back will bend, the hair will turn white, the cheek will go in, teeth will fall out, hair is going to turn white, and the person will end up in the grave. But if we gave our heart to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and His beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then these hearts will remain alive in this world too, in the qabr too, in the akhirat too. It will take the person to Jannat. Once again I repeat that if a person becomes a wali of Allah Ta'ala, it will not make his life miserable. Never, 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 ever will it make his life miserable. I get so many letters, so many people telling me. Last night I was reading out one letter from one brother, a 3-page letter, in which he says that when he changed his life, how the changes came in everything. Allah Ta'ala opened the doors of rizq for him. He was struggling to find good halal rizq in abundance, and he got one of the best jobs according to him. He had a problem with so many other things. One by one he mentions how Allah Ta'ala resolved all those problems. And that is something that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has promised. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. We must have yaqeen in that. That with taqwa, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will find a way out for us in our problems, and Allah ta'ala will provide from sources unknown to us. Why should we not have yaqeen in that? So life will not become miserable. We will still eat, drink. We will do the same things that normal people do. In fact, Allah ta'ala will then give us enjoyment in all that. So this majlis of zikr is for that purpose, to bring that love of Allah ta'ala into our hearts. And that is what is lacking in our hearts. We all claim to have love. We all claim to have ishq for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. But what kind of love and ishq is that in which we purposely, willfully, deliberately, day and night disobey Allah ta'ala? Day and night. We use His bounties for His disobedience. Then what kind of ishq and love is that? So tonight we will first read this beautiful Naat Sharif, which was compiled and composed by Hazrat Qari Dev Sahib Rahmatullah Ali in anticipation of his visit to Madina Tayyibah. He was expecting to visit Madina Tayyibah. He had been many times, but again he was expecting. He's going to visit Madina Tayyibah and he's going to read at the Rauza Mubarak of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, this Naat Sharif. But then he passed away and it was found under his pillow. But it is a very beautiful Naat Sharif. It captures the situation of the Ummah today. What is the Ummah going through? Nabi Akram Shafi' Azam Dukhe Dilo Ka Payam Le Lo Nabi Akram Shafi' Azam Dukhe Dilo Ka Payam Le Lo Tamam Dunya Ke Hum Sataye Khade Huye Hai Salam Le Lo Tamam Dunya Ke Hum Sataye Khade Huye Hai Salam Le Lo Nabi Akram Shafi' Azam Dukhe Dilo Ka Payam Le Lo. At the Rauza Mubarak he said, Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, because it is our belief Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has given Hayat to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that when any person reads salam from anywhere else, then the angels convey it to me. Inna lillahi malaikatan sayyahina fil ard. These angels, they convey the salam to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. He says when they read it at my Rauza Mubarak, I listen to it personally and I reply. But it's another chapter, the hayat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So he says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, take our salam. Dukhe dilo ka salamu lelo. Our hearts, which are broken, we are troubled by the whole world. Your ummat, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the whole world is troubling the ummat. But the sad part is that we are the cause of the trouble of the ummat. The enemies haven't caused us so much harm as we have caused for ourselves. Greatest harm that has been done to the ummah has been done by Muslim. Nevertheless, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that ummah for whom you cried so much, that ummah for whom so much of your blood was shed, yet you were the closest to Allah Ta'ala, the greatest after Allah Ta'ala. Yet what trials and what tests and what hardships and difficulties you went through for the sake of the ummah. That ummah today is in difficulty. That ummah has been troubled by the whole world. Take the salam from these broken hearts. Nabi Akram Shafi' Azam दुखे दिलो का पयाम ले लो, तमाम दुनिया के हम सताए खड़े हुए हैं सलाम ले लो। शिकस्त कश्ती है तेज धारा, नजर से रूपोश है किनारा। शिकस्त कश्ती है तेज धारा, नजर से रूपोश है किनारा। नहीं कोई ना खुदा हमारा, खबर तो आली मकाम ले लो। नहीं कोई ना खुदा हमारा, खबर तो आली मकाम ले लो। नबी अकरम शफी आजम, दुखे दिलों का पयाम ले लो। He says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at the Rauza Mubarak, remember that. The ship on which I am sailing, or the ship on which the Ummah is sailing, is in a dilapidated condition. It has been battered by storms. Water is filling in. Planks are breaking. And the best part of it is that we cannot even see the shore. The ship is deep inside the ocean, right inside, in deep waters. Shore is out of sight. It is in a dilapidated condition. It is breaking down. And there is no pilot also of the ship. There is no captain of the ship. He also disappeared. Imagine what condition the people will be in. So that is the state of the Ummah. We don't have leaders, we don't have pilots, we don't have captains. We don't have those who had the ruhaniyat to steer the ship out from the storms. We have many qawwals. Qawwals means those who give beautiful speeches in seminars, in conferences, in parliaments, in cabinets, in the corridors of governments, beautiful speeches on Islam. Islam is the dominant mazhab and religion. But we don't have fa'als, those practicing. We don't have those pilots who can steer the Ummah out. Ya Rasulullah SAW, take the salam of broken hearts. शिकस्त कश्ती है तेज धारा, नजर से रूपोश है किनारा। नहीं कोई ना खुदा हमारा, खबर तो आली मकाम ले लो। नबी अकरम शफी आजम, दुखे दिलों का पयाम ले लो। कदम कदम पे हे खौफ रहज़न, ज़मीं भी दुश्मन फलक भी दुश्मन। قدم قدم پہ ہے خوف رہزن زمین بھی دشمن فلک بھی دشمن زمانہ ہم سے ہوا ہے بدظن تم ہی محبت سے کام لے لو نبی اکرم شفیع اعظم دکھے دلوں کا پیام لے لو قدم قدم پہ ہے خوف رہزن زمین بھی دشمن فلک بھی دشمن Every step there is a fear that we will be attacked. Fear of enemies. Zami has become dushman, the earth enemy, the falak, the sky's enemies. Sometimes they're bombarding from the skies, throwing the missiles, using the gunships, helicopter gunships. And all the satellites and everything that they use for bombarding the Ummah. And sometimes it's from the ground that they are firing. We got enemies on the ground and we got enemies in the skies. The whole world seems to have become disillusioned with us, Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Person is saying at the graveside of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that it seemed that the whole world has become disillusioned. The whole world seems to have ganged up against the ummah. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam says, you extend your hand of muhabbat. کبھی تقاضا وفا کا ہم سے کبھی مذاق جفا ہے ہم سے کبھی تقاضا وفا کا ہم سے کبھی مذاق جفا ہے ہم سے تمام دنیا خفا ہے ہم سے خبر تو خیر الانام لے لو نبی اکرم شفیع اعظم دکھے دلوں کا پیام لے لو If we have to explain this, we require hours and hours. They are demanding loyalty from us. The Muslim Ummah must become loyal. America is demanding loyalty. Britain is demanding loyalty. Russia is demanding loyalty. China, France, everyone wants the Ummah to be loyal to them. That's why you will notice that whenever the Ummah throws away Islam, shuns Islam, distances itself from the practices of Islam, then they get the title of loyal friends. Then you are our loyal friends. Then you are on our side. Kabhi taqaza wafa ka humse, kabhi mazaq e jafa hai humse. Look at the injustices that are coming from their side. Tamam dunya khafa hai humse. Look at the media, look at the newspapers, listen to the news. It seems that the whole world is angry with the Muslim. Whole world is angry with the Muslim. Ye kaisi manzil pe aa gaye hain. Ye kaisi manzil पे आ गए हैं, न कोई अपना न हम किसी के, ये कैसी मंजिल पे आ गए हैं, न कोई अपना न हम किसी के, तुम अपने दामन में आ जाका, तमाम अपने गुलाम ले लो। तुम अपने दामन में आ जाका, तमाम अपने गुलाम ले लो। नबी अकरम शफी आजम, दुखे दिलों का पयाम ले लो। तमाम दुनिया के हम सताए, खड़े हुए हैं सलाम ले लो। ये कैसी मंजिल पे आ गए हैं, न कोई अपना न हम किसी के। अल्लाह, वे हैव बिकम, नो वन इज आवर्स एंड नाइदर आर वी फॉर एनी वन। एवरीबडी इज सेल्फिश, सेल्फ इंटरेस्ट, मतलबी दुनिया। No one is for the benefit of anyone, with few exceptions. Whatever a person does also, he's got some maqsad behind it, some motive, some worldly gain that he has in mind. Assistance even to parents is so that we may gain something from them. Assistance to brothers, sisters, family members, neighbors. Whatever a person is doing, whatever help a person renders, whatever service a person renders, even for the sake of deen, whatever service a person is rendering, maqsad has become dunya. It was not haram to take wages for works of deen, but that was not the objective. Kaisi manzil pe aa gaye, na koi apna na hum kisi ke. We were supposed to serve selflessly, without any motivation, without any greed, without casting our gaze on the worldly wealth of people. When the Sahaba Kiram radiallahu ajmain went like that with ikhlas, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala turned the hearts of people. People came into the fold of Islam in large numbers. So there's nothing wrong. I'm not saying that it's anything wrong. People are serving deen in different departments. They require money for rent, light, water, food. But how many percent do we have who are serving solely for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala? And that is all sidelined, by the way. So neither are we of any assistance to anybody, and nor is anybody of any help to us anymore. Kaisi manzil pe aa gaye, na koi apna na hum kisi ke. So we make dua, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala make us true ashiks and lovers of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah ta'ala use us for the service of His deen. Allah ta'ala make us models, role models, examples for people to follow in our business deals, in our homes, in our family life, in our political life, in economic life, in our businesses, in everything. We must remember that the world is watching us. The world is watching us, and especially a Muslim who has got some sign of Islam on him, the world is watching. Little mistake that we do, they don't talk about that individual, they talk about Islam. Every error, every mistake, every fault, every bad action, every weakness in character, they don't talk about that individual, they say Muslim, the Muslim. So let us not become an embarrassment for Islam and the Muslims. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है, आशिकों का मीना और जाम है। अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है, आशिकों का मीना और जाम है। अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है, आशिकों का मीना और जाम है। अल्लाह जल जलालुहु। لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله 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 كيسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے الله الله كيسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جیدر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جیدر Allahu Allah, 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 Allah, Allahu 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 Allah, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah 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 Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah 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 socho zara firaun ke ghar mein musa ko pala kisne غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے unke naam ki gun gaate hain ibrahim khalilullah illallah illallahu 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 illallah Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim Allahumma rabbana ya rabbana zalamna anfusana wa in lam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna minal khasirin Ya Arhamar Rahimin, Ya Akramal Akramin, Ya Ghiyasal Mustaghithin, Ya Rahimal Masakin, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, Bi Rahmatika Nastaghith, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, Bi Rahmatika Nastaghith, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, Bi Rahmatika Nastaghith, Ya Zal Jalali Wal Ikram, Ya Zal Jalali Wal Ikram, Ya Zal Jalali Wal Ikram. ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما او مائی بلاوڈ اللہ او مائی رحیم اللہ او مائی کریم اللہ او مائی موسٹ فورگیونگ اللہ موسٹ کمپیشنٹ اللہ موسٹ لونگ اللہ موسٹ کیئرنگ اللہ او مائی موسٹ ٹالرنٹ اللہ مائی موسٹ بیوٹیفل اللہ How loving you are, how tolerant you are, how caring you are, how forgiving you are. In spite of all our sins, you are giving us so much to eat, so much to drink, clothes to wear, shelter above our heads, modes of transport to move around, our heart, liver, lungs, kidneys, bladder all functioning, our eyes still seeing, our ears listening, our tongue speaking. Yet we have used all these ni'mats for your disobedience. Ya Allah, we have used all these bounties for your disobedience. Yet how kind you are, how tolerant you are. That you did not seize us, you did not snatch away these ni'mats. You did not make us blind the moment we saw haram. You did not make us dumb the moment we spoke haram. You did not make us paralyzed the moment we walked towards some haram or touched haram. Oh my beloved Allah, you dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners when they turn towards you with repentance. Ya Allah, we are turning towards you. What else has kept us awake here this part of the night except that we are hopeful of forgiveness? Ya Allah, we are extending our begging bowls before you. We are ashamed of the sins that we have committed in our lives. Ay Allah, hum nadim hai, hum sharminda hai. We are ashamed, my Allah. We are not bragging about our sins. We are not justifying our sins. Ya Allah, we are acknowledging that indeed we are the most sinful ones on the surface of this earth. Oh, my beloved Allah, forgive the sins of our eyes, the sins of our ears, the sins of our tongues, the sins of our hands and feet, the sins of our heart and mind. Forgive our major sins and our minor sins, the sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly, the sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of night. Oh, my beloved Allah, we were only fooling ourselves if we thought that no one was watching us when we were committing sins in darkness. Ya Allah, even if there is a tiny little black ant crawling on a pitch black rock in the darkest of all nights, you are aware of the movement of the dead. My Allah, how can you not be aware of our movements? You who have blessed sight to billions and billions and billions of people, how can you be blind, my Allah? But oh, my beloved Allah, we have made mistakes in our lives. My beloved Allah, we have deviated. We have gone on to wrong. We have committed sins, vices and evils. My beloved Allah, we are acknowledging, we are not justifying our sins. Ya Allah, you are the only one that can forgive. My beloved Allah, man has made computer, millions of pieces of information on the chip. But Ya Allah, one press of the delete button, and all the information can be wiped out. My beloved Allah, when man has made such an instrument, Ya Allah, press the delete button above our sins. By Allah, press the delete button. Hamare gunahon ko maaf kar de. Ya Allah, man has made dynamite sticks which blow up huge mountains. What is it difficult for you to blow away these mountains of sins? My beloved Allah, we are drowning in the ocean of sins. But who is there to give us a lifeline besides you? My beloved Allah, we are turning towards you. Hey Allah, hum nadim hai. Hum gunegar hai, siyakar hai, badkar hai, sab kuch hai, bande magar tere. Where do we go, my Allah? Where do we go? Whether we go east or west, north or south, deep down the ocean or up above the heavens, it's all your kingdom. We cannot escape your might and sight. My beloved Allah, therefore we are turning towards you. Ya Allah, your treasures of forgiveness are unlimited. Even if our sins are more than the waves of the ocean, more than the grains of sand on earth, more than the raindrops that fall from the heavens, more than the leaves of the trees of the world, your forgiveness is much, much more than that. Mere pyare Allah, forgive us, our parents, wives and children, brothers and sisters, family members, and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My Allah, forgive the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Have mercy upon the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Overlook the shortcomings, the faults and the weaknesses of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Do not seize us on account of our sins. Do not snatch away the ni'mats and bounties that you have given us. Ya Allah, restore the dignity that you had given to the ummah. Oh my beloved Allah. Oh my beloved Allah. All over the world, the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam has lost the position of dignity and honor. That pedestal upon which Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam and his companions had left the ummah, oh my beloved Allah, we have fallen from there. But my Allah, who is there to pick us up besides you? Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to make sincere tawbah from our sins. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to make the salat which we have made qaza, to pay back the zakat which is due, to go for hajj, farz, and to pay back to whomsoever, whatever is due, and to seek forgiveness from whomsoever we may have caused harm, or injury, or pain, or any kind of unjustified assault. My beloved Allah, have mercy upon us. Mere haal hum par raham farma, hamare haal par raham farma. Hamare dilo ka haal badal de, change the condition of our hearts. My Allah, you are the creator of our hearts. Our hearts are between your two fingers. You can turn it in any direction you wish. My beloved Allah, change the condition of our hearts. Our hearts which are filled with malice, with greed, with pride, with arrogance, with envy, with jealousy, with evil passions and desires. Oh my beloved Allah, what have we made of our hearts? Ya Allah, we have made garbage bags of our hearts. But oh Allah, who is there to change the condition of hearts besides you? Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Badal de dil ki dunya, dil badal de. Khudaya fazl farma, dil badal de. Khudaya fazl farma, dil badal de. Oh Allah, man has mastered the science of transplant of hearts. Ya Allah, what is it difficult for you to transplant a spiritually sound heart into our bodies? Ya Allah, it's not difficult for you. The companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they came from kufr, from shirk. They came from the munafiqeen. They came from the Yahud and the Nasara. But Ya Allah, when you bless them with Islam, and they gain the companionship of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they reached the heights, my beloved Allah, of piety and taqwa. They became radiyallahu anhum wa radwan. So what is it difficult for you, my Allah, to change these hearts of ours which are filled with all kinds of evil and haram? Fill our hearts with the noor of taqwa. Fill our hearts with the noor of piety. Fill our hearts with the noor of zikr and tilawat of the Quran Sharif. Fill our hearts, O my beloved Allah, with the noor of ibadat. Take us on the road that leads to you. Take us on the road that leads to Jannat. Take us on the road that leads to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fill our hearts, my Allah, with so much of your love and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that it becomes extremely easy for us to do everything that you and your beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam have ordered, and to restrain ourselves from everything that you and your beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam has asked us to restrain ourselves. Ya Allah, give us such a bond with you, such a bond with you. My beloved Allah, my beloved Allah, my beloved Allah. Give us such a bond with you that every breath of our life we enjoy the sweetness of that bond. Nafs and shaitan must not distance us from you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make us the fish that swims deep down in your ocean of marifat. Ya Allah, remove the difficulties, the hardship, the problems, the suffering of the entire ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. Throughout the world, wherever the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is suffering, Ya Allah, wherever mankind is suffering, Ya Allah, whatever kind of suffering mankind is facing, Ya Allah, remove their suffering, difficulties and hardships. Give hidayat, give Islam and Iman to those who are the enemies of Islam. Open their eyes to the beautiful teachings of Islam. We are at the doors of Islam. Ya Allah, we have caused more damage and harm to Islam than anyone else. Our actions are preventing people from getting to know what Islam is. Ya Allah, give hidayat to the disbelievers. Make each and every one worthy of entry into Jannat. But those who have become arrogant, stubborn, obstinate, they have made up their mind that they will continue with the persecution and torture of the Ummah, and they will continue to rain their bombs on the Ummah, and they will continue to bulldoze their homes, and they will continue to banish them, and they will continue to destroy their wealth and property and kill their innocent women and children. Then, my Allah, shake them like you shook the Aad and Samud. Send gale force winds against them. Cause the earth to open up and swallow them. Cause their planes to crash. Cause their ships to sink. Create division amongst their ranks. Unite the hearts of parents and children. Unite the hearts of brothers and sisters. Unite the hearts of family members. Unite the hearts of the entire ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Ya Allah, unite the hearts of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Ya Allah, give hidayat to the Muslim governments to implement Islamic laws. Oh my beloved Allah, assist and help the mujahideen of Islam. Ya Allah, bless us all with good health. We are sick and ailing, my Allah. My beloved Allah, we are sick and ailing. We are spiritually sick and we are physically ill. Ya Allah, whosoever is sick and ailing, give them complete cure, whether they are amongst us, or they are at the madrasa, or they are raising their hands, listening over the receivers or the radio station, or they are in hospitals or homes or clinics, wherever a person is sick. Ya Allah, bless them with complete shifa from their illness. Shifa tere haath mein. Shifa is in your hands. Ya Allah, shifa is in your hands. Dua aur dawa mein asar hai zaroor. Marizo ki shifa lekin daste khuda mein. My beloved Allah, bless us with complete cure from our physical and spiritual ailments. Ya Allah, those who are poverty stricken, give them wealth. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are in financial difficulties, remove their difficulties and problems. Those who have no children, bless them with pious children. Those who have children, Ya Allah, make them obedient to you, your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to their parents. Ya Allah, those whose children have gone onto drinks and drugs and vices and evils, bring them back onto Sirat-e-Mustaqeem. Bring them back onto Sirat-e-Mustaqeem. Give us the tawfiq to give proper bringing to our children. Oh my beloved Allah, we have distanced ourselves from Dini teachings. Bring us back onto Sirat-e-Mustaqeem. Ya Allah, ek din marna hai, akhir maut hai. Oh my beloved Allah, bless us with barakat in our homes, barakat in our businesses, barakat in our time, barakat in our wealth, barakat in every namat and bounty of yours. Don't snatch and seize the bounties because of our disobedience. Ya Allah, one day we have to die. There is no way that we are going to remain forever in this world. We are going to leave behind everything and proceed. My beloved Allah, Don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, in a cinema, in a theater, in a gambling den. Don't let the angel of death find us in adultery, in fornication, bottle of wine in our hands or popping drugs in our mouths. My Allah, we don't know when the angel of death will strike. Daily before our very eyes, young, fit, healthy people with everything going for them, suddenly they are taken away from the surface of this earth. My Allah, don't let the angel of death find us glued to some filthy television program or on a filthy internet site. When the time of our departure comes from this world, take us to Madina Tayyibah. Take us to Madina Tayyibah. Ya Allah, bless us with death in Madina Tayyibah. At the Rawza Mubarak of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasul Allah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habib Allah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya khayra khalqillah. Ya Allah, let our souls depart from our bodies. Bless us with burial in Jannatul Baqi. So that when the winds of rahmat blow over that graveyard, we too may be forgiven. So that we may get the shafaat and the intercession of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which he has promised for those who are going to be buried in Jannatul Baqi. Ya Allah, but if it is not muqaddar there, wherever it may be, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. Don't let the angel of death find us in any kind of haram action. Ya Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, all his life he made du'as for us. How much he prayed for us. Ya Allah, how much of sacrifices he made for us. How much of sacrifices. In Taif his shoes were filled with his Mubarak blood. Whole night he stands in prayer for us. In Uhud he falls down unconscious. His teeth are shattered. Ya Allah, how many times he bled. How much of tears he shed. Ya Allah, when he is informed that the ummah for whom you cried so much, that ummah for whom you suffered so much, that ummah is unconcerned. They are filling the cinemas, the discos, the theaters. The ummah has got no shame and no haya and no modesty left. Few meters away from the Haram Sharif, you can read the filthiest of magazines, watch the filthiest of films on the television screen, listen to the filthiest of music. Ha, my Allah, what kind of injury and pain we are causing to my beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ay Allah, ab toh hamare hal par raham. Ya Allah, all the du'as Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made in his entire life for us, and especially in Hajjatul Wida, with his 124,000 companions, mere pyare Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam ne ajr aswad ko chum karke jo manga tha, rukne yamani chu karke jo manga tha, the du'as that he made in Mata, the du'as that he made under the Mizab-e Rahmat, the du'as that he made in the Hatib. When he attached himself to the Multazam, for so long he attached himself, how much of tears he shed there for the Ummah. All the du'as that he made at the Multazam for us, the du'as that he made behind Muqab-e Ibrahim. After drinking Zamzam on Safa Marwa, in Mina, Arafat and Muzdalifa, ha, my Allah, his concern was Ummati, Ummati, Ummati. Ya Allah, bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us, our families, the entire ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas sami'ul alim wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Inna allaha wa malaikatahu yasalluna ala nabi. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله.